did you all start making music together, or what was the idea behind forming this band?
We met, Joss and I met through at an event, actually. It was a what was it called?
Black Girl Book Fair
in South Central, and I'm part of an organization there called Sisters of South LA. So I was there with my organization, Tabling. We were, you know, getting the word out about what we do in the community, and Joss approached our table because she was interested, and she started asking about how we plan to incorporate music into our programming, and she shared that she was really, you know, looking to start a band, an all-girl band that focused on, like, feminist-infused lyrics and music, like, empowering music for women. And, well, I've always wanted to have a band like that, too, so we kind of instantly connected. We exchanged contact info.
Yeah, and then the next step was actually finding the pieces to a band, which we only had a bassist and a vocalist, so we needed a guitarist and a drummer. So I've known Norma for a while now, maybe 8 years now.
Oh my gosh,
I think. Yeah, we used to play in a all-girl cumbia band called Las Rosas. And so she played guitar, I played bass, and I posted up that I was looking for a guitarist, and she straight away put, count me in, when and where do I need to show up? And I was like, oh, awesome. And I had forgotten about Norma because we... No, I not in that way. I forgot it about you because we hadn't jammed in a while because we took a break from the other band. And so when she messaged me, I was like, oh, dope. That's it. And then the hardest part was finding a drummer, because finding a women drummer that is, you know, we were trying to also start something of women of color. We all come from Los Angeles. We're all women of color. We're trying to make a space for women in music of color. Mm-hmm. So we had all these criterias. We wanted a woman. We wanted a woman of color. And so I posted on Craigslist, on Facebook. In Los Angeles too. And we just couldn't find it. It took a couple of months until one day I sat down and I'm like, I'm just going to go through Instagram and stalk these women drummers. So I put hashtag girl drummers. And I went through literally every picture of a girl drummer. And some of them were from Texas, from New York, until I found one. And then there was a video of her playing System of the Down. And I was like, oh my God, she's amazing. But where is she from? And I checked her bio and it said Los Angeles. And I was like, oh my God. She's the one. And so I messaged her hoping that she'll say yes, because we were scared. We were like, she's so good. And I don't know if she's into what we want to do. And I sent her a message saying, you know, I'm trying to start an all-girl band and trying to, you know, write about feminism and different issues that, you know, pertain to us as women, but also society. And look at her here. And she said yes. Yes to the ring.
So that's how Aya came about.
Yeah. And then we added something else to the criteria.
Oh, yeah. And then it, fun fact. It, you know, we started hanging out more, getting to know each other, and it just so happened that we're all teachers. So now that's part of the criteria. If anybody else wants to join the band, they must be a teacher.
And that's how the name came to be as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, it also just so happened to work out with our name. Like, if you, I guess it could be like an acronym for Educadoras Latinas de Los Angeles, which is, Latina Educators of LA. Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And on accident too, so even more awesome.
Yeah, so it just kind of clicked, and I remember first day jamming, it just bam, you know, I knew that these were women that I wanted to make music with, and they knew, you know, kind of that vision I had of making this music about, you know, different issues. And which brings us to our first song, Con Amor. So the meaning about Con Amor, it kind of came about because we're in this era that there's a lot of negative things going on consistently. You know, through this administration, there's a lot of things that we've been seeing. And one of the biggest things we wanted to talk about is, you know, the biggest thing that we need now is love.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anyone can relate. I'm assuming most people can when, you know, you're watching the news and it's so heavy, you know, it's so depressing and upsetting. And, you know, a lot of us, despite that and despite all of our hardships and struggles, you know, we're still willing to put up a fight and to commit, you know, to this like community effort to try to make things better. And so it is like through love and passion for, you know, the issues and the things that we feel the most passionate about or the things we care about the most that, you know, we wake up every morning and we go to work and we do what we have to do because we know that it has to be done, right? And Con Amor is about that. It's, yeah, it's depressing. It sucks. But we're still here. We're still fighting. With love.
Con Amor. So, Si Tu Quieres Que Te Quiera is our fun, short little song about self-love. It's about putting yourself first. I think too often women are expected to give up themselves and to lose part of themselves when in a relationship with someone. And Si Tu Quieres Que Te Quiera is just a reminder to not do that. You don't have to lose yourself, you know, for your partner or in a relationship. You can still be you. You can still have your individuality, I guess, your autonomy,
within that relationship. And yeah, it's like a funny way of saying, like, no, I'm not having this. If you expect me to put myself before you, bye.
In other words.
Luz is about self-love. It's about not letting what others think, what others say about you, bring you down. It's about accepting yourself as you are. And not, shining as bright as you can and not letting anyone dim you, right? Dim your light.
Well, Soy Luz, the story behind that one is I brought the idea to the girls. You know, it's about no one dimming your light and shining bright. And I wrote that one because I remember when I was young, there were certain things I couldn't do because I was expected to be more feminine. So that song kind of relates to this idea where no matter whatever you want to do, just go for it. You know, you shouldn't let anyone tell you otherwise that, no, you can't do that because you're a woman, or you can't do that because that's something a man does, or just different things. So, I brought that idea, and, you know, it was a very rough idea. I just had the idea of something, a light and a little chorus. But, you know, bringing this idea, we all kind of felt that way. One way or another, we have felt that way. So I feel that everyone added their own take on it. So that song is very broad, but, you know, the ultimate kind of idea is just shining bright.
Yeah, and kind of challenging expectations, because there are so many, and at some point I think we learn to not have to meet them and also to challenge them. Like I remember reaching like a point in my life where I kind of, my goal was to challenge expectations, and because they never end, and you know, you meet some and there's, it's still not good enough, there's always still like expected of you, you know, like for example, as women, we're expected to like get married, and then you're married, and then the next expectation is to have children, then you have children, and then there's still an expectation for your children to have children. It's like it never ends, you know, and that's just one way, but there's so many other expectations that are just ridiculous, like, and women are shamed for not meeting them. And so Soy Luz is an empowering way of saying no.
Let your light shine.
Don't let anyone turn you down.
Yes, we love it. That's one of our favorite songs.
Yeah.
I know you're all educators and you talked about that a little bit, but has that, do you feel like that's impacted your work at all or your music?
Well, personally speaking, this was my first year teaching. So it was a challenging year. I also was still in school, and then we had the band, and we had shows, like, in between. So it was crazy. But we survived. It was actually
our first year.
So it was Norma's and Jocelyn's and my first year. Kim is a pro. She's been doing it forever.
She teaches two-year-olds how to drum.
So I teach sixth grade history.
This year I taught 9th grade geography, 10th grade world history, and 12th grade econ and government. But next year I'm doing AP Gov and econ, so just seniors, fortunately.
I teach drums, piano, and guitar at my own studio now.
I taught this last year. I taught 3rd grade, but I'm going to teach 4th grade this coming year. But I know you had mentioned the impact that it has on our work. I think as a first year I came in, I'm thinking, I'm just going to teach academics. I'm a big nerd. I'm, like, so excited. But then I quickly realized that I wasn't only teaching academics. Mm-hmm. I had to teach manners. I had to be mom. I had to be counselor. I had to be nurse. So it opened my eyes to a lot of things. So I think now that I'm in this band, that's going to show a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like as educators, we do wear those different hats. And, you know, being a teacher, it's political. It's, you know, people say it's not, but it's very political. And, you know, it's cliche because you're teaching the future generation, but you are. So, you know, in my teaching, I try to, you know, talk about these things and things that students rarely hear. Some of my students, we were, you know, on Friday, some days we would just have a kind of meditation day to let them catch their breath, and they would appreciate that because sometimes they're just overworked and they're not seen as humans, you know, in a classroom. They're just take this information. So I kind of give them that Friday to, like, okay, let's catch our breath. You have 10 minutes to, let's just meditate, let's do it. And, you know, and it goes a long way with just having that. So I feel that in that that school I'm teaching at, it's actually my alma mater. So I went to high school there, and now I'm teaching there. So it's kind of weird to be in that other side now. But, you know, being in that classroom makes me see, you know, the small victories I am in helping the community. And I think that also empowers me to write music.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think I try to, like Jocelyn said, to see the children as, like, whole people. And just like we were talking about Con Amor, you know, the kids also are exposed to the news and everything else that's happening. And they come scared to school, worried. And then, you know, we can't expect them to check all that, you know, at the door. It doesn't happen. They bring it into the classroom, and then we have to make time for it, because it's, in my opinion, even more important than, you know, everything else that they need to learn. So, yeah, I've shared that I'm in the band with my kids, and I wish that I could just, like, have them read the lyrics, because in a way, we write these songs to be shared, and as teachers, like, we feel like it's not for us, you know, it's for them, it's for the future, you know, generation, for young women particularly, to help them find their voice. And to hopefully inspire them to pick up an instrument and to follow their dreams, you know, as wild as they may be. So yeah, a lot of these songs are written with them in mind, for sure.
If you're just now tuning in, we've been listening to an in-studio interview with the local Chicana indie post-punk band Aya. Coming up next, we have a few more songs. But just wanted to remind you all that you're listening to KSPC Claremont, 88.7 FM, and online at kspc.org.
Basta was inspired by, I guess for me, seeing women, you know, not just friends, but in general, like, women kind of struggling and kind of abusive relationships, and also seeing them find their way out of them. And it's kind of like a friend standing up for her friend in that situation and asking or saying, you know, enough is enough, and just kind of telling the story of how women usually are or usually fall victims of toxic relationships. You know, it's usually lies, chantajes, you know, when you, how would you say that? Chantajes. Bribes, I guess, bribery. Yeah.
Manipulation,
yeah. And it's just about just kind of like, in a way, kind of celebrating that she finally is over it, right? And she's moved on, and that's it. It's over. Let it go. Because now she's going to hang out with me most of the time. No. But yeah, that's basta.
Thank you.
The next song is Día y Noche. That was actually our first song that we wrote as a band. It's actually we're recording right now in the studio with an amazing audio engineer named Hazel. And so that's going to be our first single out, Día y Noche, and that was the last song you heard.
So Día y Noche is about catcalling. It's just, you know, saying why it's not okay, it's not acceptable, it sucks, it's annoying, and it happens, unfortunately, day and night for a lot of us. Again, age also isn't, you know, no, not an issue, but age doesn't matter because I remember being a young girl and still struggling with catcalls from older men. And yeah, it's just the reality, unfortunately, for a lot of us. And we just felt like we wanted to expose that and just talk about it, because I think issues like these need to be talked about, as uncomfortable as they may make some people. I think it's important to say it, to speak up.
Are you a part of any organizations, or are there any groups at all that you'd want other people to know about? Or, like, I know a lot of you helped out with Chicas Rockeras last week. So I'd, like, love to hear more about your experience with that, and also if there's other groups that you'd want our listeners to know about.
So I'm a part of Sisters of South LA, which is a grassroots organization in South Central that works to empower young women of color. And we do so, like, through art, music, and education. So in the summer, we offer a femtorship program where we pair them up with we pair high school or middle school age young women of color with college students or college graduates. And we just have this femtorship. They come for a series of workshops, and then we also take them out to different places in LA to kind of expose them to different resources available. And yeah, like, our goal is mostly to empower them, to give them a space. And I imagine, like, this toolkit with all these, like, resources, ideas, and things that they can use to help them address the social issues that are impacting them and their community.
So, Chicas Rockeras, it's a week-long rock camp for young girls ages 8 to 17. And so within a week, we teach them how to play an instrument. So none of them have ever played an instrument. Started on Monday, and usually by Saturday, or this time around was Friday, they play a show. And so along that time, we go through different workshops. So we go through gender identity workshops, self-defense workshops, screen printing workshops, and just these different tools to empower young women to, it's okay to jam out. It's okay to play a guitar, to drum, and be as loud as you want. Because sometimes we have this idea where women need to stay feminine and just, you know, be graceful. But, you know, with Chicas Rockeras, they're able to just jam out and have a good time. This year, Brenda, Kim, and I did it. Hopefully next year, Norma will do it.
Join.
Yeah. And it's just amazing how you see, you know, in the beginning, these girls, they're just very shy. They don't want to talk to anyone. They don't want to hold their instrument. They're scared. But by Friday, they're all jamming out, screaming, going crazy, and trying to, you can't even stop them anymore. And, you know, the confidence they have
it's so beautiful.
When they have the showcase at the end, it's amazing. And, you know, I really love that program because I wish there was a program for me when I was young, because it took me a long time to gain my confidence. But we're starting these young women early, and, you know, it's a space where everything is women-led. Women sound engineers, women roadies, women teachers, instructors, women band coaches. So it's a space where it's just women running everything. It's a space where we eat with the campers, so they see women eating. And so it's just a crazy week. It's a fast week. It's a hard week because there's a lot of things to do, but it's that whole week, it's just what I look forward to pretty much the whole year, because it's just, I feel like I'm in my niche. I feel that I could do my teaching there, which I love to teach, but I could also just jam out with them along with all these cool workshops that, you know, help.
It's really like all our passions
put
together
into one.
Yeah, like our passion for teaching, for music, for activism, and then for women, like women empowerment. It's awesome. It definitely changed my life, and I'm 28, so I can't imagine how empowered these girls must feel at what, 8, 10, 15. And yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. And I think Joss mentioned something on the last day that she's gonna grow old being a part of that program and volunteering, and I think I want to be that too. I'm in it for the long run as well, because it's just so, yeah, it's just beautiful, and it's so necessary. It's necessary work, and it gives me hope for the future, because you have all these empowered young mujeres, you know, from
Sela, Southeast Los LA. Angeles. So potentially most of them are women of color, and, you know, it's I guess a big thank you to the people who organized it. They're called Las Comadres, and they're the ones who, like, started this. We're just volunteers now, so we're not in the core organizing, but we hope to eventually, you know, grow up to be them, because they're amazing organizers.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's great.
I love Chicas Rockeras also. I am... So that's the organization that I have been volunteering with for 3 years now. So I love that like I said, like, you can, I mean, or like you guys said, it's kind of where a girl can be a girl and be whoever she is. No matter what age you are, it's, you can be who you are there. It's a safe space. And then I'm not in any other organizations at the moment. I do want to make my own organization in the future. But I'm into everything, like environmental issues, animal rights issues, people issues. I feed the homeless whenever I can, or pick up trash if I see it, or just any little thing. But like, yeah, so if any of you out there have an organization to suggest for me, or organizations, message the band.
Oh, we love you, Kim.